you were mentioning some family names, and two that always come up that you didn't mention are Rockefeller and Rothschild.
Yeah, well, that's because they're not old families at all. They are servants of the black nobility. Right back from when Rothschild was still in Frankfurt living in a Jewish ghetto, he was required to look after the money of some aristocracy who were running away, hiding from revolutionary activities around them. And what he did was invest that money, made quite a bit for himself, but got the original money back to the family where he got it from in the first place. And in that way, Rothschild built a reputation for financial acumen. He had five sons, and he taught those five sons his ways of operating, and then sent them out across Europe to five different locations and built an empire. One of those sons did very well and wound up being senior advisor to the Vatican for investments. Another one was in London, Nathan, and he almost bankrupted the British government at the time with his investments. So overall, the Rothschilds have been very important advisors and financial helpers to the black nobility. And the black nobility invest their money through the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers and other people on a similar level. And they like to employ the Jewish, they were called the Hofjuden, which Hof means high and Juden means Jews. So the highbrow Jews, the ones that were establishing themselves in the courts of the aristocracy of Europe, those ones were employed by all the aristocracy as financial advisors, and they still are right up until now. But this has worked against them a bit because people only see Jews at the top of the banking system and they presume that's where it ends, that's the ceiling. But it's not, because if you think about it, it's not the people running the banks that are in charge. It's the people whose money is in the bank that the bank is working for. And the people who've got their money in those banks, the big central banks, and BIS, the one in Switzerland.
Augustin Carstens.
These are the...
Talking about Augustin Carstens? He's the head of the BIS, if memory serves.
That's right, yeah. Big guy, yeah. Rather large.
Yeah, he ate all the money.
Yeah, well, he might. Yeah. Well, all those people are all working for the black nobility. And they are, well, you could pretty much say this is the staff. And they always employ Jews because they like to keep up a veneer. The black nobility like to keep up a veneer of Catholicism, of Christianity. They're Christians, but they're not Christians at all. But they like to keep that image going. And the only way that they can do that and run banking systems at the same time is to employ Jews who don't mind using usury. So they employ the Jews to run their banks and keep their hands clean. They're above it all. And the Jews run their banks for them and invest their money for them. And they sit with their feet up in, you know, Monaco, basically, or in Switzerland, and doing nothing. They don't actually earn any money. They don't need to. The old money builds on itself constantly.
Is there a connection with...